And welcome to today's podcast. I'm Madison Lundquist, Principal Research Lead for Process and Performance Management at APQC. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe to APQC podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I'm excited to be joined today by MS Company's Travis Ellinger. He's going to share how his organization has created their very own internal framework. All right, welcome, Travis.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
So start by telling us a little bit about your organization and your role within MS Companies.
Yeah, so MS Companies has been around about 25 years. We're based in Indianapolis, Indiana, and there's really five divisions of our company, but all five are focused on people, technology, and data, and kind of pulling those together to bring value. I run the advisory and consulting service, which is one of those five divisions. We're relatively new, only been around a little over a year. Our focus is on manufacturing excellence and manufacturing problem solving. And again, it's really about how to create value for our clients.
Awesome. So the topic of today's podcast is around frameworks. And tell us a little bit about why organizations have a need to develop internal frameworks.
Yes. For me, really the need to develop a framework is, it's kind of focused for me personally, kind of in two areas. Internally, you know, I'm a startup division, really, almost, you know, like you'd see, you know, out in business, but it's just internal facing. So with that, you're really starting with a clean sheet of paper. The advisory and consulting business model is much different than the other four divisions. So I needed to put some structure into place to really, you know, kind of set the tone for how we want to proceed and really do so in a very data-driven approach. Outwardly, framework's important because we need to be able to show our clients with a really data-driven focus how we can create value for them. And without a framework, you know, it just turns to opinion and it just kind of makes it more difficult to really focus on the facts. I find, you know, our clients typically know where they have gaps, but they have trouble closing those due to a number of reasons, whether that's lack of resources, lack of time, a lot of times lack of understanding of really what's best in class, or maybe how the technology curve has changed in the last several years. In using this framework, you know, really kind of takes all that away and just lets us focus on, you know, here's where you're at today. You know, here's what we see through our research and our work on where you can be. And we figure out where to prioritize to really help them close those gaps and create revenue and return on that investment.
Great. So to kind of sum that up, internally, the framework gives you a starting point, so you don't have to start from scratch. And then externally facing, it kind of helps you create a common language.
Exactly. And I would say very similar to the internal, you know, it gives you a common starting point.
Yeah. Did you have any selection criteria when you were choosing which framework you were going to use?
Yes. Great question. I would say this. We are very almost surgical in our approach. Like it's manufacturing shop floor focused. There's a lot of frameworks out there. There's a lot. I mean, you could get into a situation where you're trying to boil the ocean, right? And you don't want to take that approach because if you focus everywhere, then you focus nowhere, right? And so we wanted to stay very focused. And so as we took things into consideration, we really kept that end in mind and stayed focused to our true mission. And that really helped drive our selection criteria.
Great. So you looked more at the alignment to the business objectives and strategy kind of as your main.
You got it. Yeah.
All right. So tell us a little bit about how you utilize the framework in your assessments. And then if we could actually backtrack and talk about what the assessment actually is so that the listeners can understand how you then use the framework for the assessment.
Yeah. So, I mean, our framework, it's really a structured data collection process, and it's really meant to find the true current state. It's based on industry standards, you know, the latest trends in technology, innovation, you know, people. I think we all would recognize ever since COVID, the people dynamic, you know, whether it's the Great Recession or labor shortages or what have you. So we our framework kind of, you know, takes a look at all that and gives us that starting point. And again, it's focused on the manufacturing shop floor, which I think is a bit different than a lot of other frameworks that are out there. And quite honestly, you know, taking a look at the APQC strategy, plan, collect, analyze, adapt, mm-hmm. It's really that's just it, right? We have some planning sessions. We go, we collect a bunch of data, we analyze that data, and then we figure out how is the client going to adapt with our assistance to deliver the value back. You know, we really chose this path so we didn't have to rely on, you know, factors that might skew the data. Like I mentioned earlier, opinion plays, you know, there's a lot of political barriers sometimes between and within organizations that prevent progress. And the other thing that we find a lot of times is, you know, our client may have a framework, but it may not be the most robust or the most up-to-date. And so we can help there as well.
Great. And what type of value would you say the framework provides back to your organization?
For us, I think it really establishes credibility with the client. It shows them, look, hey, yeah, these aren't just a bunch of guys that are here to make a quick buck, right? It's really a data-driven approach. It's focused. It's efficient. So we're not taking a lot of the client's time. A lot of the work when we're on site at the client location, it's done independently. So we don't need a whole, you know, team following us around. It's really just data collection at its most basic element. So yeah, I think that would really be the kind of the true north there.
Great. And then another question I have for you is around change management. So that is every organization deals with change almost every day, especially in the crazy world. But did you have any change management roadblocks or issues as you were implementing this framework, or how did you go about implementing the framework?
Yes. And I would say change management isn't just a challenge during implementing the framework. It's really in the day-to-day. We see it from an internal perspective. You know, if you can imagine, we have 5 divisions, right? And as we adjust our internal frameworks, the ability to keep that aligned, to be efficient for all 5 divisions is a struggle. And so we try to take steps and to mitigate that. No one's perfect, right? So it's all about, you know, again, what's that planning process? How do you react when things, you know, don't go necessarily as planned? Mm-hmm. So that's really important.
Yep. And then in terms of framework ownership, who owns the framework, or and do you guys ever go through changes or iterations of it?
Yeah, so actually the framework it's more of a team ownership approach.
Okay.
And, you know, we're actually implementing some improvements to our own change management process to help lessons learned, prevent reoccurrence. And so it's definitely, you know, a joint team effort with stakeholders from all the divisions at various levels of leadership.
Great. And as kind of a closing question, if you will, what are the top 3 tips you would give to an organization creating their own internal framework?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And to be honest, I had a hard time narrowing it down to a top 3. And everyone's limited for resources this day, you know, this day and age.
Do more with less.
A lot of our clients are automotive clients. You know, you read the newspapers, you see there's a potential for a UAW strike coming next month, right? In the short term, medium term, I think everyone's wondering about the economy. Is there going to be a recession? Isn't there? And then you take a look at long term, right? The conversion from the internal combustion engine to the battery electric vehicles. And all of these factors, you know, really make people nervous around what's the right approach? Where do I prioritize my resources? So back to your question, like the 3 tips, right? I think first, make sure any framework is really kind of a process-driven approach where you have a set of inputs that can affect the output. And that process is really just meant to drive that correlation. And if you don't understand that correlation or it doesn't fit, it's probably not the right framework. Secondly, you know, planning is essential. You have to plan with the end in mind, and you really have to, you know, give yourself more than enough time to get it right. If you rush in developing a framework, you're probably not going to have the robustness that you need. And quite honestly, we see that often in our world. And really the 3rd tip I would give is take a strategic approach. Think about it almost like, you know, an FMEA, where you're trying to think of all the risk possibilities and you're not just what you face at the current moment. And as you develop that framework, keeping in mind all those possibilities, make sure your framework accounts for all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, even think into the future. All right, you know, as we transition from the internal combustion to the battery electric vehicle, how might my world change? And just take enough planning time to try to evaluate that as best you can as you develop your framework.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Travis. This was really helpful. And I think our members will find a lot of value in understanding how other organizations have implemented an internal framework.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Glad to help. And you know, look forward to continuing our partnerships and conversations with your organization.
Of course. Thank you again to Travis for joining me on the podcast today. You shared three great tips for organizations to consider when creating an internal framework. Additionally, we learned about the criteria MS Companies uses when selecting their very own framework. Thanks for listening to this APQC podcast. To learn more about our research, especially our research we just released on best practices in process frameworks, please visit www.apqc.org, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.